Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm Gene Hodge, your host. My trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he's on the road this weekend, and so therefore he's not with us. But we do have our producer who helps make the show work. His name is Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. So far, so good.
And I know we're a day early with this, and you'll be hearing this theme throughout the course of this show as well as the next one. But happy Memorial Day weekend to one and all.
Same to you.
This is the unofficial kickstart to summer. That's what people mostly associate with Memorial Day weekend. But there is a bigger and better reason why we have Memorial Day weekend. It is to honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to do what we get to do every single day in this country. And for that, we thank them.
Okay, so now that you know that, and so he's got a couple of clips that I was going to play for you to tell you what this show is all about. And if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what we're here for, and we are beginning or starting to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. And if you heard just what our producer said earlier, it's for the military individuals who sacrificed their lives in order for us to have the freedom in this country that we claim we're supposed to have. So that's what we're getting ready to talk about. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the meaning of Memorial Day, but I'm going to give you some quotes from some different types of people that responded that hopefully for you entrepreneurs, this will get you to recognize what you have today based on what some individuals gave their life for so that you could have what you have today. Okay, so the first thing is if you are an entrepreneur and you can appreciate celebrating those who gave their lives in order for you to become an entrepreneur. In many cases, you'll be more than welcome to call the show. Hopefully you can see the number right in front of you, which is 727-441-3000. But if you can see that, I'm going to welcome you to call the show, but call the show for telling us, as an entrepreneur, what do some of these quotes mean to you? That's number one. The second thing is, what are you doing that you could appreciate having the opportunity to do those things? And understand all the different types of things that allow us to create the world that we live in, because we are the creators. And so the entrepreneurs are the ones who take a step to start their own business, and that's what we're here for. And we would love to hear some of your ideas and some of your thoughts so that we can pass it on to others. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But this show is dedicated to honoring those who gave their lives in order for you to be here. And I'm going to be throwing out possibly a few questions in addition to the quotes, just to see what happens there. So, Mr. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. I'm on this side of the turf. I'm breathing air. It's a good day.
Okay, it's a good day. So I'm just going to tell you the so-called definition. It's a Memorial Day, which comes up next Monday, I believe, or Sunday, or Sunday. But it's a federal holiday in this country reserved for remembering those who gave their lives in order for us to have the kind of country that we have. So that's what I'd like to have you think about is those who gave their lives for you to have what you have today, which falls into the area of entrepreneurs having an opportunity to create some of that in order to make our country better. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to take a short break just for a second. We'll be right back. But you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. and to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Shout, pounds are marching all about, and those pissed off are rolling above. For it's high, high heat in the field artillery.
Okay, you just got to hearing a melody, two melodies, one representing our Navy, the other our Coast Guard, and the other, I believe, our Army, but I'm going to just move ahead. We have a guest on the call tonight, or a friend of our show, Mr. Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How's about you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. We are two entrepreneurs, and we're also veterans. And I was trying to figure out a way to, how do we tie Memorial Day weekend into entrepreneurs? So I came up with the thought that based on the sacrifices that our military made and has been making for us to have a right to do some of the things that we're doing, one of which is being able to create a business. But I thought that I would give you some quotes made by some famous people, but we'd flip it around a little bit to say, what does that quote mean to us? And so I'm going to be asking Larry, what does the quote mean to him based on what somebody else said? There's some famous people, and I'm going to give you my interpretation of the quote as well, so we can bring that into current status for how entrepreneurs have the right to do their business, and how, in our case, we're both military veterans, and how that has helped us and other veterans to start their own business. We'll talk about veterans more on Veterans Day, but this is to celebrate those who gave us the opportunity to do some of the, have some of the freedoms and do some of the things that we'd like to do. Anyway, so the first thing I'm going to ask Larry is, tell us a little bit about who you are, Larry, and so that we kind of know who you are.
Sure. My name is Larry LaBelle. I'm a resume writing career coach, and love being on a show that I'm happy to get.
Okay. And can you tell us what did you do in the military?
I was a communications technician at the National Security Agency in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yep.
A communications agency in Washington, D.C.?
Yep.
Wait, what years?
68 to 72.
Okay. I don't think you ever shared that with us.
I don't think I have.
All right. But anyway, I spent some time in the military, in the Army, between 1969 and 71. I also worked in Washington, D.C. I worked with technology, computers, and a few other things I can't tell you. So, but that's what I did. And so we both did some work in the same area. I never really knew that. But when I have some quotes, that the Larry, you willing to play the game? I have some quotes made by some people. I'm going to mention their names. But when you hear the quote, I'd like to have you think of is, what does that mean to you, given with the thought that many people gave their lives for us to have a country by which we could do what we're doing now? Okay, if that makes sense?
Yep.
So. Anyway, so I'm just going to mention this very quickly. The first one is by a person by the name of Moshe Dayan. That's D-A-Y-A-N. And the person's quote is, freedom is the oxygen of the soul. So I'd like to have you think about that. How would something like that pertain to you or me or all the other entrepreneurs, to have the right to create what we want? Anyways, no, it doesn't mean anything to you. That's okay, because I'll give you my two cents in terms of what it means to me. And then we'll go from there. So if you like, you can go first, or I can go first.
Yep, you go first.
Okay, Moshe Dayan. Freedom is the oxygen of the soul. My thought was that given Memorial Day weekend, having the freedom to create what you want gives you the oxygen for you to start doing what it is that you would like to do, and being able to sustain it long enough to get it off the ground or to go through the adventure.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's my thought on that statement. I'm not why these people are making these quotes, but that's my thought on, I'm looking at it from an entrepreneurial standpoint based on the individuals that gave their lives for us to do this. Anyway, yep. So if it resonates with you, feel free to chime in and share what it might mean to you. All righty?
Yes, people are listening.
Sorry, say that again?
Are you asking me or your listeners?
I'm asking you because you're the listener on the air. But if any listeners out there hear that and want to make a comment, they're more than welcome to call us. And the number is 727-441-3000. But it's primarily between you and I so we can keep it going and
sure. And
go from there.
One thing for me when it comes to veterans from any war is the freedom they gave us to be able to pursue our dream.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one of the things we can help them with, a lot of veterans, when they try to apply for jobs into the military, have a hard time translating what they did in the military into civilian speak that, you know, people and companies could understand, HR people, recruiters, and so forth.
Okay.
And that's something, you know, if anybody's out there listening, we can help you with.
Okay. All right. Look at it from the entrepreneurial standpoint.
A lot of that's the same thing. A lot of entrepreneurs are struggling. They know they'd like to start a business, but they don't know how or how to get the funding. They've maybe never heard of things like, it'll come back to me.
Okay, it'll come back to you. But I think... Think about it for the individual that would like to have the thought of having a business, creating a business, of being on that side of the fence. Now, our next show is going to be called the Employment Opportunity Hour, so then we can talk about the job seekers and those that are looking for employment, addressing something very similar to them having the right to pursue what it is that they might want.
I remember what that was, Gene.
Okay.
Franchises,
okay.
You can go to a person who is aware of all different types of franchises that you might be able to get. They will coach you and guide you. They have low cost. The only cost would be if you finally find a franchise, you obviously have to pay to
get
a franchise in your area.
Okay. Alrighty.
But it's a great opportunity. You get a lot of support from person. I know someone in Tampa, Susan Mell, M-E-L-L, who does that. She's awesome.
Okay, great. Okay, the next one we got, before we're going to take a break, but let's do the next one. This one, Martin Luther King Jr. said this. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. So that was a quote that had to do with being in the country that we're in. So me hearing that quote as it pertains to Memorial Day for the people who gave their lives, what I think it meant, or what it does to me. What it does mean to me is from every mountainside, my thought was every place on the planet, all individuals in all countries have the freedom to create their businesses or have the freedom to do things because of what people gave their lives for so they could do what they're doing. I mean, so that was the thought that I had behind that when I When I read that, as it pertains to those who gave their lives. So, anyway, that was the thought behind that. And if you got one, great. If it comes back to you later, that's okay. But we're gonna take a short break just to hear something from our sponsors. Anyway, so Larry, hold on.
Sure.
You're listening to Larry LaBelle. As an entrepreneur, we'll be right back to share more about famous quotes made for entrepreneurs by individuals who gave their lives. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Now, we're back. You just got through hearing the rendition representing our armed forces in this country, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Merchant Marines, I believe. And so the purpose is because those individuals who make up those forces, the individuals who gave their lives for the freedom for this country to have, are the individuals that we are celebrating this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And so that's our contribution from the Employment Opportunity, the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, so that we make sure we recognize the holiday as well as the entrepreneurs that have created zillions of businesses since that time in order for that holiday to become effective. I'm on the phone talking to Larry LaBelle. He's a training consultant. He focuses on helping individuals to find employment, but he's also an entrepreneur. And so he's on to share his thoughts in terms of what this holiday means to him. And I'm giving out some quotes made by famous people, and we are giving our interpretation of what those quotes mean to us. It hasn't been rehearsed, and so we're pulling this right off the top of my head and Larry's head and anybody else's out there. But we're talking about quotes that famous people made, and your interpretation in terms of what does that mean to you. So, Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All righty. So, as a veteran with a business, how long have you been in business?
Since 1999.
Great. Just an estimate of how many individuals have you helped doing that you do?
Several thousand.
Okay, several thousand. And it's mainly to find jobs or employment or entrepreneurship or
determination. I helped a lot of, most of what I did was helping job seekers for employment. But I also taught classes on all the Microsoft Office products to job seekers, especially older ones who didn't know it.
Okay.
So help them get a job too, gave them the skill set they needed.
Okay.
And I taught one other thing. I taught instructional design during the trainer workshop where someone could get certified as an instructional designer.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for people who had a real passion for doing that.
Now you just mentioned something that I didn't talk about, but you just inspired me to talk about it.
Good.
Again, that is some of the things that I've done as an entrepreneur or on my way to becoming an entrepreneur, we'll put it that way. I taught many courses at all. I've taught things from computer programming to understanding logic that computers must have to teaching international business, and as well as helping many job seekers to find employment based on what it is that they enjoy doing. So that has been part of the freedom that I'm saying that I've had an opportunity to gain some knowledge or gain some exposure in order to help many others. And Larry, sounds like you've done the same thing.
Yep.
Okay, I got a couple more quotes I want to throw out to you. These are quotes made by famous people who have benefited from the sacrifices that our military has made for us to do some of the things that we're doing. The next person is Fannie Lee Wald. Fannie Lee Wald said, "This is the truly beautiful and encouraging aspect of freedom. No one struggles for it just for himself." Okay. You need me to repeat that, or...
Nope, that was perfect.
Okay. When you hear that, what does that mean to you?
Repeat that again.
This is the truly beautiful and encouraging aspect of freedom. No one struggles for it just for himself.
Yeah, to me that means that one of the things I find in the military is the strength and teamwork, that exists. Everybody's there to help each other, watch each other's backs, and that translates out into civilian life.
Mm-hmm.
There's something strong in people who've been in the military that they have that.
Great, great. Great interpretation. Yes, I got pretty much a similar feeling, but that no one struggles for himself because you can't do it all by yourself.
Mm.
And so it's you as an entrepreneur, you have an idea and you decide to get started on it and you get going, but you're the driver of it, but you cannot do it by yourself. It must involve others and the willingness to help others, and so in order for you to get the help that you need. So that was something I got out of that off the top of my head, because like I said, this is not rehearsed or anything. So we're just going through quotes that have been made, but what does it mean today in 2023? So That's what I'd like to have you think about. Great. Another one. General George Patton. A general that existed within our lifetime. But what he said was, it's better to fight for something in life than to die for nothing. Okay, better to fight for something in life than die for nothing. So imagine all of the military that fought, that gave their lives in order for some to come back and do something that they would like to do. That's what they died for. They died for us to be able to do what we want to do, especially in this country, because this is where we are right now. So that's what he said. It's better to fight for something in life than to die for nothing. And I'm just going to go ahead and share my thought on this. It's better to have a purpose for what you do and why you're doing it than to do nothing. Many people have thoughts and dreams, but they fail to act on them. Anyway, so that's what that means to me without going into deeper detail, but it's better to fight for something in life than to die for nothing. Have a purpose for living. And I'm living to help change our workforce. I'm living to help individuals to recognize their natural skills and abilities and how to use that to go through life contributing to our workforce, but more so because they will enjoy what it is that they're doing. So that's something that I'm fighting for, because it requires change. Anyway, so that,
one thing
that's
about purpose, change.
Pardon?
One thing about purpose. There are a lot of people who don't have a purpose, and their life is not as enjoyable as it could be if they were to take the time to figure out what their purpose, what their dream is, and go after it.
Okay. Yeah. Figure out what your dream is. I just want to expand on that if I can, Larry. But
sure.
The dream should come first. Then you have a purpose for trying to achieve the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many cases, I'd like to have all of you out there, especially the entrepreneurs, but all of you thinking about it, what dream have you already had that you haven't acted on? Okay, just something to think about. What dream have you had that you have not acted on, especially if the dream has come back several times? Maybe there's a purpose behind that. I mean, something to think about. So the next one, well, I think what we've got to do, Larry, is that we've got to go to a break.
Sounds good.
Okay, so hold on. We're going through quotes made by famous people, myself, Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back to share more thoughts regarding honoring Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Okay, you're listening to Red Skelton.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen? Red Skelton. I believe that. Who's there? Are you there, Mr. Larry?
Yep.
Okay. All right. But you're listening to parts of the pledge by Red Skelton, which was a famous quote that he made, but we've evolved to the point in today's times where the pity that he talked about in terms of prayer, that you think about whether it's in our schools or has it been removed. But that's something that's there, but that's the freedom that we have in terms of creating our future. I'm on the line with Larry LaBelle. We're both veterans, and we're both are honoring Memorial Day weekend, and I've given out some quotes made by famous people so that our interpretation of those quotes, we get a chance to share what that means to us in this day and time. Okay, in 2023, because we are both entrepreneurs. So, anyways, Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left, or 6 minutes, something like that. But here's the next quote that I have. George Bernard Shaw. And these are individuals who have some stature because they've been quoted and the quotes are printed everywhere, and I'm just taking those quotes and putting our two cents on those spins based on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Okay, so here we go. Here's the George said, "Liberty is the breath of life to nations." Okay, liberty is the breath of life to nations. And that's the quote, given that we're talking about those individuals who gave their lives for us to have the freedom that we have and celebrating Memorial Day weekend. What do you think that quote might mean to you, Larry?
Well, to me it means that without liberty, you're only half living. Your freedoms and your goals and your desires and so forth have no place if you don't have freedom. If you're being, like the Jews in World War II, being horribly discriminated against, all their dreams went down the toilet.
Okay. All right, great.
But if you've got freedom, then you can pursue anything you want if you have the courage to do it.
Okay. Okay, so. Okay, so this says, liberty is the breath to life, to nations. What that makes me think about is having the freedom of within any country brings life to that nation or to that country, having the freedom. So not having the freedom is maybe where many nations suffer, versus the countries that have the freedom that allow each of us to do something within that particular nation. Anyways, that was what I was thinking about that. So, anyway, does that mean anything to you, Larry?
Yes, it does. That's great.
Okay, I think we got time for one more. This one is from, let's see, Rudyard Kipling.
Quiet.
I felt like Roger, but it's not Roger, but it's Rudyard Kipling. He says, all we use or know, this our fathers brought to us long ago. All we use or know, this our fathers brought to us long ago. Okay? So me reading that, I'll just go first. Me reading that, since we're honoring those who gave their lives for our freedom, then all of what we use or know, they sacrificed their lives long time ago for us to have it now. That's the way I would interpret that as far as reading it. So that's...
Every generation has learned from the generation before, and they learn new things that they've done passing into the next generation. The never-ending cycle is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So the fathers are bringing more to the fathers and kids and all that sort of stuff. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. So it's something to really think about, because... That's why we're celebrating this, and what we think in this day and time. But it also, for me, it may say we have something to pass on to our generations based on that freedom, which was passed on to us. Anyways, so something just to think about. Anyway, the last one, Harry Emerson Fosdick, Harry Emerson Fosdick. Okay, he said, liberty is always dangerous, but it is the best and safest thing we have. Okay, liberty is always dangerous, but it is the safest thing we have. Any ideas on how you may interpret that, Mr. Larry?
Well, liberty means that people can do good things or bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully more people choose to do good things, and I believe that. And I remember years ago, Newsweek magazine did a special issue on the heroes of America. That's just the average Joes who have done an incredible thing. Everybody loved it. And when they had the next issue, they had letters to the end of it. There were gazillions of them. People were so impressed.
Okay. Well, great, great, great. So you're listening to famous quotes that famous people have said, centered around Memorial Day celebration. You can find some of these quotes, or most of these quotes, out on the internet. Just go out and just type in things centered around Memorial Day weekend, and you may find different statements and quotes made by different people. So, that's all I'm going to say, pretty much. But Mr. Larry, very quickly, I know you're going to be around for our next show, but just tell us a little bit what you do very quickly, because we have one closeout message that we're going to have, and then we'll be done with the show.
Okay. As I told you earlier, I'm a resume writer and career coach, and I teach people job search skills. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I get total satisfaction out of helping people to get a job they love.
Okay. So, that's what I'm going to say. We have one last thing that is because we are here in this, the life that we have right now. And I think Mr. Matt, he's back there looking. And we have a song that we're going to play for you, I believe. And we don't have time for it?
We still got a couple minutes. Keep going.
Okay, if you have that song that America... I don't know if you have that, but if you have that we can get our hands on it very quickly. If so, if not, then we will get it for the next time around. But let me know if you do. It's not that long, but it's okay.
So, yeah, I'm having trouble finding it, so just keep going and let's close out the show like we normally do.
So, you've heard some quotes by different people, myself and Larry LaBelle. We are both entrepreneurs, and we're looking to help other individuals. I'm looking to help entrepreneurs as well as job seekers, but we're both in the business to help individuals because that's what we like doing. And we're able to do some of what we like doing because of the country we live in, by which people gave their lives for us to do what we're doing. And for many of you others out there, I'd like to have you think about what has allowed you to do some of the things that you may want to do because somebody had to open the doors in order for you to do that. And we're fortunate enough to be in this country so that we have an opportunity to do it. It doesn't happen for all of us, but many of us have an opportunity to do it. And I believe the opportunity serves all of us, and some of us move on it and some have not, but we're only focusing on understanding that someone opened the doors for us to do that. Larry, got a couple seconds left. Do you have any last comments? I guess we're done. Okay. You hear the song My Way, which is the last, which means our time is up. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. But we've enjoyed this. Go out and tell everybody what it is that you like to do. Go enjoy Memorial Day weekend and recognize that many gave their lives for you to do what it is that you like to go do. And so go make the world a better place. And stay tuned and we'll be right back.
It was my